When I first heard about the project, at the presentation, I had this immediate vision of the girl on the swing, because I make figurative sculpture that, you know, I carve, I use fabrics, and I was picturing this, the swing in Fort Seward. I pictured in my kind of innocent mind a pretty girl in a beautiful dress sitting on the swing. I went scrambling around in just my shops to look at bits and pieces, and I found this face that I had cast in glass maybe 10 years ago or so. And she's got kind of a haunted look to me. She looks kind of wistful, a little bit sad, a little bit haunted. And the whole thing shifted. I started thinking about the barracks and the kind of ghostliness of it. I've been in that barracks building and the building that stands, and it's very ghosty. And so the whole project shifted in my mind to doing a spirit of the girl on the swing. That's just hit me as exactly the right thing. So when I saw a picture of a girl on a swing, and she was young and she was dressed scantily, and even though I know it might have been a great fun thing at the time, I was personally like, oh my God, how could young girls be lowered on a swing into a group of drinking men? It just distressed me, you know. Coming from my own place of a feminist, the idea of young women being objectified, it went from an innocent, fluffy thing to really a piece that has more meaning and depth, and is so a lot more interesting to do. It's taking a little bit of what happened, a little bit of the reality, but it's putting my vision as an artist on it, and my vision as a 58-year-old woman who grew up in the 60s and has, you know, I have a lot of strong feelings about how women have been treated over the years. And that's coming out in this piece. Maybe I haven't done that before. I'm using kind of broken parts and bones, and I've got possibly a wing. My idea is to express the kind of sadness that I feel, and then to give this girl on the swing, give her back her freedom. So I'm thinking, you know, one arm I'm thinking is going to be a wing, because that represents freedom to me.
Are there any specific experiences that you're drawing on for this that you've had?
Nothing specifically. Well, yes, things did specifically happen to me. We had to dress in certain ways. I mean, as a little child, I remember going to school in the snow in a dress, in a short little dress, because we weren't allowed to wear pants. You know, just something as simple as that. And just growing up, getting jobs as a young woman, inappropriate sexual advances by bosses. To me, it was just always on my mind how to navigate in this world. Times have changed a lot, and getting older has changed a lot. You just somehow automatically get more respect as an older woman. But those times are strong feeling in me. Yeah, I guess now that I think about it, when I started saying that nothing specific happened to me, I was completely wrong. I was in two abusive marriages that had a huge impact on me. So the ability to stand up now for anything that I feel is a great feeling. So with this piece, it's just that combination of trying to express a sadness in her and a freedom.